Fan-run radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
865, we out here. Talk sports. John Reed, Cody McClure, Fox Sports Knoxville.
Talk sports,
talk sports,
talk sports,
talk sports.
John Reed, give you what you asked for. We got Cody on the MIC, RIP to Reggie White, Fox Sports Knoxville, booming through the satellite. AM, PM on your lunch break. Talk sports through a hurricane or an earthquake. It's the 865 till the death of us. Tune in to talk sports like the rest of us. Talk sports, talk sports, ay. Talk sports, give you what you ask for. Talk sports, eh. Talk sports. Talk sports, give you what you ask for, eh.
Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. If you're missing the first 2 hours, boy, I think this was really good. I think the first 2 hours were really good. We talked racist Kate Smith and NBA and
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. But in a good way.
What do you mean?
I mean, we talked about those three things in a good way.
As opposed to a bad way?
Yeah. Like, you might hear those topics, but I don't really care about those, but I thought it was really good.
I think everyone cares about...
Hour three headlines!
Game of Thrones.
Collision Course! Cody McClure! Right now!
Thanks, John. Do you want to put up the dilemma?
You're welcome.
Oh, okay. Do you want to put up the dilemma that you just had in your head in poll form, maybe? See what the audience thinks?
No, not really.
Thought it'd be good to get the audience feedback. Just see what they think.
I will leave it only for the people who are listening.
What's wrong with a poll?
Let me just get people who don't listen to the show weighing in. I don't care what their opinion is. You don't ever feel that way when you put up polls?
Do you have to? No. I'm always just looking for a general audience.
You just care about the numbers instead of the quality.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if I have a poll, like, if
which, by the way, I think roughly 54%. That was a small sample of only, like, 300 people, but I think it was the people who were just listening to the show said that Ben was being mean to Cody when he said that your dog would be well-fed.
Now, that was divisive, though, because that was only, what, 53, 47?
It was like 53, 54%, something like that.
Close to half the people said that they did not think Ben was being...
But over half said yes.
They might just not like Ben.
Perhaps.
The ones that said yes.
Perhaps. I mean, I'll put it out for our audience. I'll put the poll out, whatever.
I like that poll.
The poll is, do you think Talk Sports should have a space in between it? I always put it up as one word, capital T, capital S, Talk Sports. Cody and Ben always put it up, and Parker always put it up as Talk Space Sports.
I like two words. I'm just curious as to what everyone else might say. See, if you put it out there and it gets a couple thousand votes, I mean, maybe...
I've done both. It just seems easier to me to just do two words.
I prefer the one word. But whatever. Give me your hour three headlines,
Let's
please.
Let's see what they think.
The poll's up.
My phone doesn't like it when I do one word.
The poll's up.
You've heard of Sgt. Pepper's before?
The Beatles song?
Well, it was an album. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, but it was also a song. You've heard of it?
So it was a song?
Yeah. Well, and
did you feel the need to... needlessly correct me on being right about something?
Well, no, I mean, when people say Sgt. Pepper's, though, I think generally they think of the album.
Not me. I thought of the song.
All right. Well, an upright piano that John Lennon used to write Beatles songs has been sold at an auction to Jim Irsay. The owner of the Indianapolis Colts. Irsay tweeted Saturday that he's elated to now own the instrument that Lennon used to compose songs for Sgt. Pepper's. So Lennon used this piano on Sgt. Pepper's. Be a pretty cool thing to have. Jim Irsay now has it. He bought it for $718,000.
I hate Jim Irsay.
The piano was made in the 1870s.
I hate Jim Irsay.
Because of...
I just don't like him.
Just... Didn't he have a coke problem?
And pills. He's just a weird guy. And he owns the Colts.
He got a bunch of money, I guess you
could. And, I mean, he did stab VFL Peyton Manning in the back.
Irsay has previously bought guitars owned by Jerry Garcia, Prince, and Bob Dylan.
One of those born on third, thought he hit a triple kind of guys.
Yeah.
Jim Irsay just inherited all his money, right? Like from his dad. Isn't that what happened?
I don't know. Wouldn't 90, that be nice, though?
Oh, yeah, it would be. About 90% of Irsay is just like a product of his dad's money.
Wouldn't it be great to just luck out and be born into that? Be like a Hilton, like Paris Hilton.
Well, see, even Paris went out and created a empire.
Yeah, she made her own way, but she, now, I mean, she was still on third base.
I mean, yeah, she was, but I mean, at least she did something to get home.
I mean,
I feel like she stole home at least.
She was hot.
I think she's really smart when it comes to social media influencing, though. Like, you watch that documentary, Paris is the OG of influencing.
She is. She is, but she never would have had she not been a Hilton, though, she never would have grown up with a brand.
Sure.
You know?
No, I'm not saying she's self-made. I'm not saying that. I'm saying at least she took it and did something with
Although,
it.
Although, Kylie
was the same way. Like Kylie's
a billionaire.
I will say that Kylie, to her credit, has at least went and done something else outside of it. Like,
yeah. She's a stern businesswoman.
Look, the Kardashians are, you know, really insufferable to a lot of people, but for the most part, at least, like, I feel like we'll see how this law thing goes, but it feel, you know, if Kim turns into someone passionate about social justice and social reform, I think that's a big step and a big positive.
And hey, if she gets a law degree and goes and passes her bar and all that, I mean, that's an accomplishment, you know? So
Irsay was 12 when his father bought the Colts.
Yeah.
And started working in the front office as soon as he graduated college.
Yeah.
So, it would be really nice.
I mean, it'd be great. I would love.
Luck out.
Yeah, I would love to be able to just be like Jerry Jones's grandson. Like, awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic. But I'm saying, like, at least, like, other people who have been given that luxury, some of them will go out and branch out and do their own things and add value. Like, again, Paris Hilton, the name obviously helps, but at least she had a different lane to go do. The Jenners, whatever. Kylie watched some makeup, did whatever. Had at least a little bit of an initiative. Jim Irsay, Jeannie Buss, like the Lakers, the Buss family, all they've done is run their dad's business. And Irsay's been pretty good at it, mm-hmm. Whereas the Buss family kind of sucks at it. Once Papa Jerry died and the rest of the – and everyone else was responsible for it, it's gone downhill. The Lakers quit winning. The kids don't really know what the hell they're doing.
The Kardashians have always been good about keeping the brand strong, though.
You know
what I mean? Like, but because we've known about the Kardashians now for, it's got to be over 10 years now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keeping up with the Kardashians, you would think that would have faded at some point, but they've, you know, they've made Kylie and Kendall stars. And
is Kylie bigger than any of them?
Bruce did what he did, and that
is Kylie bigger than any of them?
Drew a lot of headlines. She's richer than everybody.
Well, I know, but is she a bigger star?
Than any of them?
Yeah.
I mean, Kim. Yeah, Kim's kind of the foundation of it.
I mean, I know she is, but...
She's married to Kanye.
Kylie has been on the cover of... Like, she's like the go-to model, right? In terms of...
I always thought Kendall was prettier.
Is Kendall the go-to model? Is Kendall the model and Kylie's just the businesswoman?
I think yeah. Kylie's the more popular of all of them, honestly.
One of them's like on the cover of like Vanity and like was like on the Kendall. So Kendall's the model. That's not Kylie. Kylie's just the makeup girl.
Kylie does makeup. She models a little bit.
Okay, so it's not the same thing.
I think it's hard to
I think I've combined them in my head.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to be bigger than Kim, though.
Those two split up, probably not. I thought I kept giving the one girl credit for both. Okay.
I think Kylie's both a model and makeup person, but I think Kendall's the bigger model. But I think Kylie's the bigger, like, star. Yeah, bigger brand.
That makes sense.
Caitlyn's got the biggest hands.
That's true.
I'm not so sure that her hands are bigger than Chloe's. I am not so sure of that.
Chloe's got the biggest hips. I love Chloe.
She's sold out.
Who's the other one?
Courtney.
Nobody knows her.
She's the best, though.
She might be the quote, most normal one.
Is she the one that wrecks all the NBA players' lives?
No, that's Chloe.
Okay.
No, Courtney just had the one, like, really.
Courtney has Scott Disick.
Yeah. And they were just, they were happily in love until something weird
until
happened.
Scott, the fame got to Scott.
Yeah.
Courtney was able to somewhat stay normal, but the fame really got to Scott.
The WNBA has reached a multi-year television deal with CBS Sports that will begin this season. CBS Sports will now air 40 WNBA games per season, both in prime time and on weekends. The deal is valued at $17.62.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
The league's new season tips off next month as the Seattle Storm try to defend their championship.
Come on.
Just bringing the headlines. They got a new deal.
Okay. Any more headlines?
Yeah, the Aaron Judge is hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Yankees have had a lot of injury issues.
Aaron Judge is on the injured list with a significant oblique injury as his health issues pile up.
Yeah.
Pretty significant, they're calling it. So, we'll see how that happens.
Yeah.
Another Yankees headline. Did you see where James Paxton made history?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
Well, he joined an exclusive MLB list with a dominant start Sunday against the Royals.
Mm. James Paxton, I was thinking of the Chicago Bulls general manager.
First pitcher in Yankees history with back-to-back games of 12-plus strikes and zero runs allowed. So that's pretty impressive.
That's John Paxton. Different thing. Different spelling, everything. That's just where my mind went. Yeah, the Yankees have been really hurt. By the way, congratulations to me. As part of my New Year's resolution, Cody, I did fantasy baseball. Got my first win yesterday.
Okay.
1-2. 1-2 on the season. I feel like I probably should have won the other weeks, but I've been a bad manager so far this year. Been a bad manager. Haven't made the proper moves. Forget to set my lineup sometimes. I forgot how awful fantasy baseball is.
I feel like that would be kind of tough, like, with them playing basically every day.
I forgot how awful it was, and that was why I quit. I forgot it, just how terrible it was.
We've talked baseball, hockey, basketball, and football today.
And Game of Thrones.
In just over 2 hours.
And Game of Thrones. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. Some news you might have missed over the weekend, and maybe this is going to step on winners and losers of the weekend, which is coming up at 12:30, but Rick Pitino apparently getting some offers, some looks. Rick Pitino might be back coaching, Cody. As the Cleveland Cavaliers says, they have talked to him about their coaching candidacy, or vacancy, I guess is how I should say it. He's a candidate. His candidacy is lining up with their vacancy. You care at all about Rick Pitino?
Not really, but he's a good coach, so he could coach again.
Don't care at all about him?
I mean,
all right.
Define care. What do you mean?
Would you care if he got a head coaching job? Do you care if he coaches college basketball? Like, I don't know. Does he move the needle for you? Because to me, Rick Pitino is a, you know, before all this stuff happened, like, he was a huge name. He's been a big name in basketball for what feels like 30 years.
He's probably the best basketball coach in the world who doesn't currently have a job.
I would say that.
Except for, like, old Hall of Fame guys who are. You
know. I would say outside of Phil Jackson, that is probably correct.
Right. Yeah. He should have a job.
He didn't get the St. John's job. The cops didn't apologize to him. He didn't get that job. They hired Mike Anderson instead, which, by the way, did you see Mike Anderson's introductory press conference to St. John's?
No, I did not.
It was odd.
I'm sure it was.
It was just him. And he was basically, hey, this is going to be entertainment. He said, you're not going to want to miss any of the game. If you go to the bathroom during commercial, you're going to miss something. Just said they're going to play fast.
40 minutes of hell.
Press a lot. He had three players of his awkwardly standing behind him. As he talked about how he called them at 5 o'clock and how no one's going to outwork them. I don't know. It was strange. I don't know how it's going to play up there in New York.
He's just always thought he was Nolan Richardson, and you can't do what Nolan did today. You know what I mean?
You can do it in spurts.
With those players that he had back then. Yeah, but you got to have guys that are elite level. You can't do it at St. John's, I don't think.
Maybe in the Big East you can. I don't know.
Maybe against Big East competition.
Maybe you can bring back St. John's a little bit, and you can get some good athletes up there and do the pressing.
They might be successful then for St. John's level, maybe. I don't know. Hope it works out.
Just thought it was a weird press conference. I didn't know if you cared about Patino. I don't think he's going to get the Cavs job, but at least he got an interview, which is good for him, I guess.
I'd like to see Patino back in basketball just to see how it goes. Kind of like seeing Petrino back in football.
I promised you a trip to the hat.
All right. To the hat we go.
Go to the hat before we play winners and losers of the weekend. We only got one left.
All right, yeah.
You have to replenish the hat.
I will replenish the hat today. If you had to get rid of a state, which one should go? We've played this game before.
Looks like we're about to have zero topics in the hat. What state would you get rid of?
Louisiana.
You can't get rid of Louisiana. What are you just doing? Like,
why can't I?
So what are the rules of this? Are we just like getting rid of it? Or are we combining it, letting another state absolve it?
We're taking like we're just cutting it out of America and pushing it out into the ocean.
Yeah, it's just no longer part of the United States. Picture just if it's like a middle state, a giant lake.
Yeah. We're just digging around the borders of the state with a really big piece of equipment that doesn't actually exist.
Plucking it out.
We're pulling the state away and throwing it out into the
sea. So we're Bugs Bunnying it.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially.
The clip where Bugs Bunny saws off Florida.
Yes.
Although if you were to pull Louisiana out, then the Arkansas would have a southern coast, and it would be weird to have beaches in Arkansas.
You'll lose Alvin Kamara.
But you also lose Baton Rouge. Maybe Mississippi.
I don't know what your
then
beef
Tennessee
is.
Tennessee has a coast.
I don't know what your beef is with Louisiana.
Hey, if we pull maybe North Carolina. If we pull North Carolina away, we got beaches really close to here. Then Gatlinburg becomes like a beach resort. Like Gatlinburg Pigeon Forge.
Can you imagine Gatlinburg with mountains and the beach?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I think we gotta answer North Carolina.
Yeah.
You're getting rid of North Carolina?
All of a sudden, we have oceanfront property on the east coast of Tennessee.
I think I'm down with that.
Yeah. Johnson City, you just got crabs being shipped in there all the time. Hey, we're heading over to Bristol to go deep sea fishing. That would be pretty
sweet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you could cruise out of Appalachia.
Oh, yeah, great.
This has got to be the answer.
Cruise.
It's got to be the answer.
Going to cruise.
You ever drove 15 to 18 hours down to like Miami and Fort Lauderdale? Yeah.
No, because I'm normal, and if we have to go that far, we fly or we drive to Alabama.
Can't hide money.
Down there in Alabama.
Alabama or Mississippi will take you out just the same way through the Gulf of Mexico.
Literally, the other side of Gatlinburg would just be
beaches.
It would be fantastic.
So that's our answer, North Carolina?
Yep.
I think it's got to be the answer, yeah.
I never thought about it like that.
I haven't either, but if we're completely plucking it out, then... Or, you know, we could go with Mississippi, simply because it's a trash state, but, you know, then we still got to drive 5 hours to go to the beach in Memphis.
Or Alabama.
But then it's just a lake, because you still got Florida bordering if you pull Georgia out.
Yeah. You just got giant lake.
That's true. If you pull Georgia out, that means that east coast of Georgia, which borders the ocean, yeah, technically that's like a Gulf of the ocean, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you could pull Georgia out.
Same, I guess, with Alabama then, too.
And like Chattanooga becomes oceanfront property in that particular scenario. Or you pull Alabama out.
I'm going with Massachusetts.
Why Massachusetts?
I don't like the Celtics or the Patriots. I could do without them.
Or the Red Sox or the Bruins.
I could do without them. I'm going Massachusetts. That's my answer.
I mean, Boston.
I can drive to the beach.
That doesn't help us at all.
I don't need the extra tourism. I don't need the extra people coming through here. I-40 would be a real. It's already bad traffic wise. I don't need the extra traffic.
This helps state economy.
Nope, I'm good.
I've never really been a fan of Texans If you pull Texas out, then we got a really big lake.
And it's...
Is it just the ocean?
Yeah, it's right there on the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Pointing in there.
Basically separate us from Mexico.
Don't even need a wall at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. If President Trump gets his way, they can't swim that far. Hey, could pull Texas out. I'd be all right with pulling Texas out.
Massachusetts is my answer.
I think I'll stick with North Carolina.
What does Massachusetts bring to the table that New Hampshire and Maine can't? Seafood? Nah, they'll take care of it.
Just really good sports teams.
Yeah, I don't need them in my life anymore.
I mean, Boston,
my life would be so much better if the Patriots and Celtics were just gone.
Boston, but...
Get rid of them.
But they have a pretty cool historical... Yeah, like a history there, you know?
Man.
Like, where would we be able to see stuff about the Revolutionary War?
Textbooks, pictures, the internet.
But you can't go visit it.
Other spots that the Revolutionary War happened.
Yeah.
Where else would we go ring the Liberty Bell?
Philadelphia.
No, well, throws that out, huh?
Winners and losers of the weekend coming up next. All right, it's Monday. It's 12:30. It's time to play some winners and losers of the weekend. Ben Lee, hit the music.
Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners. Losers. Losers, winners.
Yeah.
Winners and losers.
I love hearing you sing. All right, Cody, give me your winners of the weekend first. Who won the weekend, according to Cody McClure?
All right, number three winner for me, John. I got to go with we're doing winners.
We're doing winners. Yeah, winners are up first. Yeah, winners. Who are your winners of the weekend?
Number three winner for me, an Australian man who saved a sheep's life. A rare unicorn sheep was saved by a man who traded two cases of beer to another man who was getting ready to kill the sheep. So a sheep in Australia is number three. Really scraping the barrel this week. Number two for me, I'm going to go with DeMar DeRozan. He got ejected the other night after throwing a ball at an official as the Denver Nuggets pulled away from the Spurs.
Okay.
The series is now even at 2-2. DeRozan was not even tempered when he decided to throw a basketball at referee Scott Foster with 5 minutes remaining in regulation. DeRozan was promptly ejected. But for that, I call him a winner. Because who doesn't want to just throw a basketball right in an official's head? Good move by DeRozan. Number one winner for me was Gordon Hayward, who is coming back into form as his old self, finally. And the Celtics are resembling the team that we all thought they could be.
All right, pump the brakes a little bit. The Pacers stink without Oladipo.
Okay. Well, Gordon Hayward doesn't stink.
He had a
huge night.
He is back.
He's finally back to his form.
Can I give you my winners now?
That was a trash list by me. Yeah.
No, that was bad.
That was horrible.
That was almost like you threw that together in a minute and a half.
Yeah, I know. All right.
Despite us doing winners and losers every week.
Losers will be better. Your turn.
My number three winner of the weekend, shout out to the Tennessee baseball team. Shout out to Tony Vitello. Tony Vitello is officially my third biggest winner because not only did he manage the Vol baseball team to a sweep, not only does he have them at 500 and back to where they used to be in terms of, you know, the early 2000s. He's also the face for this whole third assistant coach thing. He might be the face and the voice that you see get cited and shared whenever it comes time to kind of reform some of college baseball's rules. They only let them have two coaches. And he says it's not right. And he basically said, hey, we need to get with the times and we need more scholarships. He's like, there's no more awkward conversation than me going in there and trying to recruit kids to come play baseball and be like, hey, yeah, we want you to come, but we can only give you 25% of the scholarship. You're still going to have to pay $25,000 to send your kid to school. Tony Vitello, he might be at the forefront of some change for college baseball. So I think he is the third biggest winner of the weekend.
There are no baseball players who get full scholarships?
I don't know if there are none, but most of them are not on full scholarship.
I assumed most probably wouldn't be, but I wondered if there were.
I would think that some would be on there.
Like the really elite guys yeah. that go to college?
I would say that some of them would be on there, but I know that for the most part, most are not. My second biggest winner of the weekend, Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson had one of his typical games in game four last night, or yesterday, I guess, against the Clippers, where he scores 32 points without really dribbling, just sits there draining threes. After the game, they asked why he played so good, and he said, you know, I went into the took a dip in the Pacific Ocean. I went for a little swim. I know the Pacific Ocean is undefeated. He got his feet wet, walked in the hotel with a wet T-shirt with the shades on, a typical Klay kind of vibe. I just had a smile on my face when I saw him because I knew what it meant. It was nice to him for him to show out like he did. We needed every bit of it. That was Steph Curry describing Klay Thompson's performance. Hey, maybe Klay Thompson needs to be back in L.A. Maybe he'll go to the Clippers. Maybe he'll go to the Lakers. He needs the Pacific Ocean. I don't know.
The ocean's a little warmer down the coast, too, than it is in the Bay.
My number one winner of the weekend, Tormund Giantsbane. He was a big winner in last night's episode. He was a scene stealer, and he will live in he will live culturally forever. Every time someone is at the bar, when it's time for closing time, people will think of Tormund Giantsbane when they look around and say, hey, are the big women still here? Tormund goes down as a pop cultural icon for last night's performance, and he talked about how why he was so big. Basically said
she suckled me at her teat for 3 months because she thought I was her baby.
At the age of 10, not only did Tormund kill a giant, he then, I don't want to say got it on with the Giants, with the Giants' wife, but was raised by the Giants' wife. So Tormund, the big winner of last night's Game of Thrones episode, he is my biggest winner of the weekend. Cody, hit me with your losers, please, sir.
Number three, I got to go with the guy in Ohio who wanted the students to spit on him and cut him as part of the Easter lesson.
Bad planning from this guy.
A weird thing from this pastor. The Ohio church has apologized.
I don't think he was the pastor, was he?
He was a pastor.
I was thinking he was just a Sunday school teacher, but never mind.
Well, he was the part-time associate pastor.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. CNN says he was a pastor, but CNN could have gotten it wrong. But an Ohio church is apologizing after an inappropriate Easter lesson in which a pastor urged students to spit on him, slap him, and cut him with a steak knife. Apparently, this is an unusual activity in the church that the other members of the church did not condone.
I'm just imagining what would happen if this happened when I was like a kid in the church.
Yeah.
And they told my dad this, and he was just like, do what?
His quote.
He wanted you to do what to him? Spit on him.
His quote on this, he said, I thought it was okay. Oh, wow. Apparently one of the students actually cut him as he asked. He got
him. I mean, I don't think I'm passing that opportunity up as a kid. Like, I've always wanted to cut somebody the nice. Let me see how it goes.
He got up in front of the students, and he said, I'm going to ask you to do something that might seem a little crazy. But if there's anyone here that would like to spit in my face, you can do it without repercussions.
I would like to do that, to be honest.
He then told them they could slap him. Several did. And he pulled out a steak knife, set the same conditions. One student took the knife and sliced his back.
Jeez. This sounds like a lesson for the Sunday before Easter.
Leading up to the crucifixion. Yeah. Not so much the resurrection, but hey, this is what Jesus went through.
Yeah, this is stuff that happened on Friday.
Good point by you, Benley.
On Easter, I feel like it should just be like, hey, everybody, we're happy.
He's back. He's risen. Eternal salvation, all that good stuff. He lives. The blood of Jesus, all that stuff. Not the spit on me, kids.
Pastor needed to do like the Undertaker, start off in the coffin. As soon as the kids sit down, bust it open.
He is risen!
One student enjoyed slicing him and said, can I do it again? And the pastor replied, make me bleed. So I got to throw that guy in the loser category.
The kids who got to stab him, winners, though.
Yep.
I would love to free reign just to spit on somebody and cut him.
Who knows what that guy...
Little kid might grow up with some really, really weird fetishes, though. That kid might end up being a loser in the long run.
Who knows? Well, speaking of predators.
That's probably the problem, right, in terms of just opening that door for that kid to be violent and maybe a little depraved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of predators, number two, I got the Nashville Predators as a loser this weekend. They're probably going to lose their NHL series here.
Game five did not go well.
Yeah, they're probably going to lose their first-round series, which will be two steps back from, you know, Stanley Cup final. That's when everybody got on the train. To last year, knocked out in the second round, right? By the
Winnipeg Jets. Kicked their ass, I believe.
Second round. So this year, you know, another step back for the Preds. I mean, when are we going to quit jumping on this bandwagon, am I right? Number one, I got to go with the woman at Coachella who dumped all the puppies in the dumpster.
She did what?
A woman at Coachella was caught on video dumping seven puppies in a plastic bag into a trash bin.
Shame.
Seven puppies were found next to a dumpster, and authorities say they are looking for the woman caught on camera leaving them. Newborn puppies, she put them in a plastic bag near a dumpster behind a Napa Auto Parts store near Coachella. Apparently, I guess the puppies are okay, though, so that's good news.
You want my loser of the weekend?
I think. Yeah, puppies could be dead, I don't know. Nope, they're alive. That's good. Every time I bring one of these puppy stories to the table,
I keep waiting.
The puppies live.
I keep waiting for a sad puppy story, but you keep delivering with a good ending.
Authorities said they would not have survived much longer, but they did make it out.
Some hero got them just in the nick of time.
One man said there is no excuse for dumping puppies.
That was a real rough day for that lady.
Rough. Yes, it was. I love seeing things like that. Mm-hmm. And you ever go look at all the comments? It's like, she should be in jail. She should be hanged. Like, everybody's trying to one-up each other. You ever notice that? Somebody will say, like, she should get the death penalty. And then somebody else will comment and be like, they should slit her throat and then kill her.
They should have the kids from that church cut her and spit on her.
She should be tortured. Hey, everybody's just trying to one-up each other in the comments.
They should let that little kid who's got the taste for blood now.
Drag her behind a horse.
We should bring that back.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was talk about a good death punishment. God, that would be awful. Just to be dragged to death. That'd be one of the worst ones.
You want my losers of the weekend?
Sure. Yeah.
Number three for me, NBA officiating. You talked about the ref getting hit in the head by DeMar DeRozan. It also wasn't good in game four of the Brooklyn 76ers game. I don't know if you saw the ending, but Jared Allen rolling to the basket down two, gets fouled, gets bullied by Ben Simmons. Well, the NBA came out today and said, that should have been a foul. After the game, the Nets GM, Sean Marks, was fined $25,000 and will miss a game check because he busted in the referee's locker room, basically ready to fight them and yell at them. I didn't know GMs got down like that. I also didn't know GMs had per-game checks. I thought they were just like a yearly salary. But he was mad. He was heated. And he busted in that locker room for the refs and said, square up. Square up. I don't know if any free agents will look at that and say, hey, I want a GM as crazy as this guy, but we'll see. Number two, biggest loser for me, Russell Westbrook. You can't start that beef with Damian Lillard and then come out and play the way he did in the second half of game four. Russell Westbrook will, you know, his legacy, his reputation taking a big hit, and he will be a big topic of the offseason in terms of you not being able to win with him as your best player. He is the second biggest loser of the weekend. And the number one biggest loser of the weekend, Cody, Arya Stark's virginity.
Because now it's gone.
It's gone. It was lost.
Arya is a woman.
Which I guess, I mean, we did see Tommen kiss on what's her name, right?
On Marjorie.
And he was like 15.
Yeah.
Maybe it's.
Was he even 18 in the show when that happened?
I don't know. I doubt it.
I don't think he was. I mean, the actor, even.
That's what I'm saying. I doubt it. So maybe we shouldn't have this double standard about Arya.
I'm in full support
of her. Maybe her looking death in the face and saying, not today. Maybe to do that, she needed a little loving before. I mean, that's what we would do, right?
Well, and it's a good
Wouldn't point. We want loving if the world was about to end? Wouldn't we say, hey, enough sitting around a campfire singing and drinking. Let's get it on.
Of course. And I think it's a good part of her character arc, too.
I don't necessarily need it for the character arc.
We need to know she's grown up.
I think we saw that whenever she was throwing the dragonglass daggers, like, and hitting in the same exact spot.
But to me, it makes her even more of a badass.
That was her letting Gendry know, hey, I'm not a kid.
Yeah.
No, I can take care of myself. Arya showed off the scars. I guess it was her telling Gendry, hey, I've seen some things. I've been around the block.
I've been through it. It was just a side boob.
And butt.
I mean,
there was
butts are all the same. Not really, but
her virginity is the biggest loser of the weekend. Last call on the other side. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call on the program is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. Award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Stop by and pick you up a bottle. You can get it in and get it out of your favorite package store. Under $20 for award-winning vodka. Support the station. Support our sponsors. Cody McClure, before we get to Pump the Brakes or Keep Rolling, would you like an update on our poll question?
Yes, absolutely.
On, you know, what we're calling the show?
Absolutely, John.
If it's Talk Sports or...
Or Talk Sports.
Talk Space Sports.
Right. Talk Space Sports. That would be neat.
443 votes are in. Probably big enough for a sample size, right? 55% of people say Talk Sports, no space.
No space?
No space.
Say 55% of people?
That means 45% of the people say space.
How many respondents?
443.
Okay. So it's pretty tight.
One tweeter writes in, three and out.
What?
I think they're just saying they prefer three and out to us.
Why comment that?
All I replied
Why
back
is that
with,
necessary?
All I replied back with was that was not an option.
This is a black one.
To which someone else said, so you're saying it's optional? That's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Someone asked why we named the show Talk Sports instead of something that signified how crazy we were, and I had to explain, like, partly it's to make fun of Jimmy Himes, and the other part is because people get mad when we talk about things that aren't sports.
So you had to explain the whole reasoning behind the...
I thought it was kind of on the nose. I thought it would be self-explanatory, but I guess not. I don't know.
A lot of people are really dumb.
I didn't say that.
Think about how dumb the average American is, and then... You know, realize half of them are dumber than that. I know that's not explicitly true. We've talked about that quote before.
I wasn't going to say it this time.
Yeah.
You want to go first or second?
First, I guess.
Go for it.
Easter Bunny breaks up a fight.
I feel like this is going to be a story that I need to see it, but...
Yep, you're right. It is one of those stories that's better on video.
Probably should have rolled, but...
But I would encourage everyone to go view the video.
Oh, okay.
A fight in Florida was quickly broken up after a video was posted on Instagram showing a man and a woman fighting. The man reportedly bumped into her, according to local station WKMG in Orlando. Luckily for her, a guy in an Easter Bunny costume hopped right in and helped out and saved her.
XFL TV deals. You don't have to stop if you don't want to. I mean, I'll respect gas the game. Break, dip, gas break, dip. UFC fighter and a rideshare company.
Yep.
UFC fighter Rodrigo de Lima was killed Sunday following an argument with the rideshare driver in the city of Belém, Brazil.
No.
De Lima argued with the driver and left his car. For unknown reasons, the man hit De Lima from behind and left the scene.
Does it say which rideshare company?
No, it's in Brazil, so I don't know if they just have Uber in Brazil or what.
It had to have been an Uber driver.
Is Uber in Brazil?
I think so.
Or is it just a similar idea to Uber, just under a different name? I don't know. It doesn't specify on ESPN.com who the rideshare company was. They just called him a rideshare driver. Is that fair? Should they say what company he works with, or should that company not be partly liable for the type of person they hired?
Well, It's hard to say. They do a background check on everyone.
Sure.
So, I mean, if that guy didn't have a, which again, who knows what company it is. I mean, I know Uber and Lyft do background checks, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how would he kill a UFC fighter? Like, if a fight broke out.
But he ran him over.
Turns out he used his car.
He could have also shot him with a gun.
Yeah.
The UFC fighters can't really punch the bullets. They still kill them.
Even the baddest UFC fighter can't handle a Subaru Outback in the octagon. You know,
especially if you can't see it coming.
You have Chuck Liddell. You give me a Subaru Outback, I'll win that fight.
You think if he sees it coming, you'll win that fight?
I won't lose the fight.
Because in my head, if he could see it coming, I'm thinking he could dodge it and maybe get on top of the Subaru and then break the glass and then beat you up inside.
It's going to be a bad move if he gets on top of the Subaru. Because I'm going to speed up and slam on the brakes. No matter what, I guarantee I'm not losing that fight. He can't break the windshield out with his fist.
What if you are in a closed street? And if you miss one time, you have to put it in reverse, and then who knows if you're able to maneuver.
I'm going to keep moving either way. So
I'm just curious, like, if it's like a big wide open space, I agree, but if it's like somewhere you have to maybe stop or turn around, like there could be a weird second where he could get you.
No, because I'm never going to quit moving. I'm basically like Floyd Mayweather in a Subaru Outback. I'm always on the defense. So if I got to put it in reverse, I'll put it in reverse.
Put it in reverse, McClure. Put it in reverse, Terry.
And we're talking about Chuck Liddell here. He's getting pretty old.
I was gonna say I would like to change this hypothetical to John Bones Jones, and I'll give John Bones Jones two lines of good pure cut cocaine.
Ooh, John. Oh man, John Jones on cocaine. I don't know.
Bones Jones on two good thick long lines of Colombian pure cocaine. I'm taking him.
What if you upgrade me to a Toyota Corolla? Instead of the Subaru Outback.
I feel like the Subaru is bigger. I feel like you need the Subaru.
You think so?
I feel like the Corolla is a real downgrade in this equation.
It's a little quicker, though.
Although, on the Corolla, you don't have the big rails that he could jump on and grab. Because I'm picturing on the Outback, he could get on top of your car and he could hold onto the rails.
Right. So I'm thinking, yeah. I mean, the Corolla is going to be a little shiftier, too.
I also think John Bones Jones could jump up over the hood of the Corolla and kick through your windshield.
Okay.
And the cocaine's going to help the pain.
Oh, absolutely. What if you give me a Glock?
Oh, no, you can win with a gun.
Okay.
Is it loaded or unloaded?
It's loaded.
Loaded, yes.
All right.
Is the safety on or off?
Could a Glock kill John Jones on cocaine?
You'd probably have to have three or four shots.
Yeah, Parker says, what if it's like a 22?
You'd have to hit it in the right place.
Yeah, you'd have to get him in the heart.
He'd be like one of those movie villains. You gotta double tap in the head. You gotta hit a good six or seven times. They're going to keep coming.
I still take my chances in the Outback.
I don't think you'd beat Bones Jones with two lines of pure cut cocaine.
Not with a kangaroo, though. I don't think I could handle the kangaroo.
Is that some type of Outback
joke? I was just thinking an Outback in the Outback.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just getting more stories, or is it going to awkwardly try to run the clock out here?
I don't know. Is the music playing yet?
You got 10
Connecticut high school students were arrested in a food fight.
I roll on that. And then
no, senor!
Right.
No, senor! No,
well, that'll
senor!
Do it for today.
No, senor! Run the clock out. No, okay. And the music's here. I do love this music. It does put me in a good mood. I thought today was a great show. If you missed any of it, you should check out the podcast. Subscribe. Leave reviews. Be on the lookout. I guess me and Cody will do a Thrones podcast episode. And if you're on social media, we'll tweet it out. You'd like to add.
Bye.
That's it. We're going to run the last 30 seconds out after you just said bye. Okay, I guess we'll just sit here and talk. You know, the Arya Stark scene maybe is a larger conversation we should have about how we treat our women, right?
It's optional. It's up next. As far as we know.
I believe they're here. It'll be going up next. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow.